Okay. The topic for tonight, I don't want to make people sad, but the topic is Kaddish. We're starting a new siman in the Shulchan Aruch about Kaddish. Tonight will not be a sad topic. We have to make the distinction when we talk about Kaddish between what's become popular, the mourner's Kaddish, which everybody knows about, and really what we're up to in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Kaddish that was originally Mesakein, the Kaddish that is between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. That was the first story. The way the Kaddish started was, we're going to see the how it actually started, but Kaddish...
That's the first Kaddish?
Yeah. Which one? No, so those weren't Kaddishes. The Kaddish Yosem... The Kaddish Yosem was not instituted until later on. And the...
The Leinu Kaddish, the one for Davening? I mean, not the Skadda.
Oh, so apparently the way that it started was, is that Chati Kaddish was the first of the Kaddishim that was instituted. Then the Gaonim came and they instituted Kaddish Tiskabel, and then, only after that, the Gaonim further enacted something called Kaddish Yosem, which was Al Yisrael the Arabonim, which was Kaddish the Arabonim.
So
is Chatzi Kaddish less Fasagin Arab? No, but it became Chatzi Kaddish because that is the shorter one, but it should be called Kaddish Rabba. But, right, Kaddish Yosem. So, the story that I'll tell, which will, maybe this won't be true, is that we all know the general idea of what Kaddish is, so we'll see very soon that it's not. So there was a guy in YU who everybody has, we've spoken before about, everybody tries to be Mekayim certain mitzvahs better than other people. And this person claimed to be that his mitzvah was, in his life, he needed to hear as many Kaddishim as possible. So this crazy guy, and I would say crazy because we'll see later on, so he used to go to, in the morning he would daven at three different minyanim, meaning he would catch one, he would catch the end, so he'd get two Kaddish from there, and he'd get the end, and this and that, and he always was running. So people used to joke with him, why don't you sit and learn a little bit, instead of going for 3 minutes to hear a Kaddish after. He says, no, Kaddish, because if you say, Yehei Shmei Rabbi with Kol Kocho, so Mutzach Lo Shubdei, so we'll see that that's not necessarily the proper way, and we'll see why that is. So we're not even doing the entire Shulchan Aruch here. And that's really the first line, which is Omrim Kaddish in Nun Hei. Omrim Kaddish, that's what we're going to discuss. And just so parenthetical, you know, the Ein Omrim Kaddish Oysa B'Pachos Me'asora. That you're not allowed to say Kaddish unless you have 10 people, which we know already. But we're going to work on the Omrim Kaddish. What does it mean Omrim Kaddish? So as we know, the point in time that we're at now, we're Ben Yishtabach, and now we're coming into Baruch Hu. So now we say Kaddish. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah now says Omrim. Kasher tov l'ma'ayit b'bracha, kach tov l'ma'ayit b'kadeshim. That just like a person shouldn't go around, and this is an interesting thing, right? You would think 100 brachas a day, so 200 brachas a day, 300 brachas a day. A person shouldn't just go around making brachas for no reason, so too by kadesh. The ayin b'achroinim she koru tiger al zeh she nitzotsu asar b'nei adam v'yomim kama kadeshim al piskei toro al mishnah v'gemara. So we're going to discuss much, much later on, not tonight, specifically about, in this case, how they bemoan the people, the Achronim would write about people who would take 10 people, and they would say, nu, let's say Kaddish. Let's say, Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Kaddish. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Kaddish. We'll see, again, much later on, where the Kaddish Yosem became so popular, as we know, nowadays, every single Ovil says Kaddish at the same time. This was not the original Takana. The original Takana was one person said Kaddish. This obviously creates a lot of problems in many shuls if this is the way it was. There are still shuls that follow this. Broyers follow this minhag that one person says Kaddish. Right? I remember in the Yeshiva Gedola in Tinek, that's also where their minhag is. And as you can imagine, a person who's not familiar at all with this minhag comes in, and one person saying Kaddish, and they come to him and they say that he can't say Kaddish, all of a sudden he says, oh, because I'm not wearing a jacket, I can't say Kaddish. And no, that's what our minhag is. You can say Kaddish later on with somebody else. And so people felt so terrible, and I remember the few times in my life I davened in Broyers. So that's one of the things I remember they did, is that one person said Kaddish, but they kept saying Tehillim, whoever needed to say Kaddish, they were standing in the line, he would say Tehillim, he would say Kaddish. So the question is that where do we draw the line of how many is too much? So clearly, the reason for this is very simple, and that is that the idea of Kaddish, which we'll see what exactly is the idea of Kaddish, but clearly it has something to do with being the Kaddish Shem Hashem, with really realizing the greatness of Hashem, and if one is going to do that a million times a day, so Kaddish is going to become nothing to him, and it's not going to be important. And therefore, we want it to be in our eyes as Kaddish is something that's very important. And that Yehei Shmei Rabba that we say, So maybe it is not such a great thing. And in fact, it's interesting, the Rav Schwab quotes the Pasuk to teach us this proof. What is the proof for saying Kaddish as many times as we do a day? So it's the Tehillim. It says in Tehillim, in Kuf Yud Tes, the longest Tehillim, it says as follows, Sheva Bayom Hilasecha Al Mishpatei Sitkecha. That Sheva Bayom, so what does it mean? Seven a day I praise you, that your ways are good, are righteous. So he said that this isn't not him, this is what the Achronim say, that Sheva is talking about the seven times a person is required to give Hashem Hilula, which is what? Which is through saying Kaddish. Right? And if you think about it, so there are seven times a person is Machayev to say Kaddish in a day. And that is, we say it Yishtabach, we say Kaddish after Yishtabach, we say a Kaddish after Tachanun, or a Kaddish after Shemona Esrei, and we say Kaddish Tiskabel after Vol Tzion. That's three. And then we have it Mincha, we say after Ashrei, and before Aleinu. That's five. And then at Ma'ariv, we say after, right before Shemona Esrei is one, and right after, again, Aleinu, Kaddish Tiskabel. So one can say now, wait a minute, I'm going to add a few for you. Before Aleinu, and I'm going to add a few for you, because what about if you're in Nisach Svart, so you say the Kaddish before Shira Maaz, Nei Baruch Hashem, and then you say a Kaddish. What about Kriyas HaTorah? You say a Kaddish. What about Kaddish Yosem now? You say a Kaddish here, a Kaddish there, this one, that one. You have all these Kaddishim. So the question would become, that magic number of seven, so some will say, I've seen this written down, that maybe seven was not a magic, was in fact a magic number, and you should only say seven Kaddishim a day. Only seven. Why? Because we don't want it to become something that's, person saying it all the time. And what's interesting is that when I saw this pasuk, so I said to myself, wait a minute, I thought this pasuk was from somewhere else. As you know, when you hear a pasuk, so we don't think, where's the pasuk from, Tehillim? What Gemara is it from? So it's from a Gemara Menachas. The Gemara says in Menachas what? That Sheva Bayom Hilasecha refers to the seven mitzvot that a person is surrounded with in his daily life, every day. The seven mitzvahs are, sorry, you have to think about this, that a person is surrounded with every day, tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. So, mezuzah is three. How's it seven? Oh, tefillin, rewel, shal, ro, shal, yad. Tzitzis, we have four cornered. And mezuzah is one, so seven. And that a person is engulfed in this cycle. The Rambam goes into this as well. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mezuzah, what the mezuzah is, he doesn't quote this exact pasuk, but similar to this, a person is, so maybe there actually is a connection to that, of recognizing the Yichud Hashem, of recognizing the Kiddush Hashem. It's the same idea, and it should become something that is not normal to us. And when we hear Yehi Shmei Rav, it's something special to us. And that's the way it should become. You know, the excuse that they give why people talk in shul is because it's like my home, my shul is like my home nowadays, it's you know, I get three times a day, if you daven three times a day, that's why conservative shuls, they don't talk as much as truth as they do, but it's because they only go once a week. But it shouldn't become that way. A Kaddish should be this way as well. When you hear Yehi Shmei Rabbah, you answer B'kol Kocho, because it's an unbelievable davening. So then he explains, and he goes into, as we're saying this after Pesuk HaDezimra. So look in Beis, Kaddish, Perish, Acher Pesuk HaDezimra, V'inyon HaTzara, Shebechol Dover, Shebekedusha, Kegon Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, V'nesiyas Kapayim, Eino Mirim, Oysel, V'pachas Mi'asara. You can only say Kaddish, and we already recognize this on a very special level. It's on the same level as Kedusha. It's the same level of Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, Birchas Kohanim. Because of the Pasuk, we can tash to Besoch Vene Yisrael, we learn the Toch is Mimim Raglim from last week's Parashat. Masai Le'eda Haro Azois. Right? We're going to quote this week's Parashat too, don't worry. And Yotzim Yeshua Mechalev and Nishar Asara, the Karim Eda. That's what's considered Eda. So this week's Parashat too. By Koyrach was considered an Eidus, that they had nine followers with him, it was ten. Right? It has that level of Kedusha that you need ten people. You don't really need Asara when you say Pesukah Dezimra. That's okay. Right, we discussed last week whether or not you need to have the 10 people when it comes to Ashrei. When you say Ashrei of Mincha, so you need to have it, because the Kaddish has to go on something, right? So you really probably need to have the 10 people there really only for the Kaddish, but he needs to finish off Yishtabach and say something of praise in order to say that. And that's really what he's getting at here as well. He doesn't need to be there. In some places, they don't even say Pesik V'Zimra out loud. The Chazan just gets out the Bayish Saba. So that's obviously okay, too. Right, so the same thing when he says the Pesukim Moragalita, so you say Kaddish, the same type of thing. So, really the crux of what we want to get at today is to understand what is Kaddish itself. Why do we say Kaddish? What's the reason for Kaddish? And I think that is a good introduction until we get to, this is a few simonim of discussing a few halachas of different types of Kaddish, Kaddish Yosef, and so on and so forth, which is going to take us through a few weeks. So we have to have an introduction of understanding what exactly Kaddish is. So if you turn the page and you look at the source sheet of Kaddish, what is it? So the famous Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that Gimel as follows. The Gemara says, it's talking about this. It's the famous Gemara talking about the top. Amar of Yossi, Pabachat, Hayisi, Mahalach, Baderech. Right? And who did he see? Elio Hanavi. Right? And he learned three great halachas from there about when he davened in the Chorba. So the same conversation with Elio Hanavi is continued. And if you see it in the, where the bracketed off part is, if you go a line on top of that, it starts with the last three words of the line. The Amar Li, Bini. So Eliyahu HaNavi says to him, my son, my kol shamata b'churva, you said you heard a call, a bas call. What bas call did you hear? In the churva, when you were davening. Zeb, yamarta li, shamati bas call. I heard a bas call. So he didn't say he heard a call. He heard a call. What was the call? It was a bas call. It was a heavenly voice. And what type of heavenly voice was it? She, minhamet yona. It was ku'ulim like a yona. The amart, oi lebanim. Woe is unto my sons, she be'avonu sehem, hecharti es beisi, v'sarafti es hecholi, v'igaltan v'beinu umas. Woe is unto my sons, that unfortunately I have made them beinu umas, they are exiled to the umos, I have burnt their hechal, and they're in a state of chorban. V'amar li, so Eliyahu HaNavi said to me, chayecha v'chay roshecha, you should live, your head should live. Lo shah zu bilvad amartakach. Ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh parmim amartakach. That Hashem says, the Baskol says this three times. That three times a day Hashem says, oh, woe is unto you. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You're exiled amongst the nations. So he says, however, there has to be some comfort here. So he says, "Ploishonri adikach zu bilvad elo shabashashi Yisrael nichlas abate knesses abate metroshos." However, at the time when Bnei Yisrael enter the Beis Knesses or they enter the house of learning, onim yehei shmei hagodol mevorach hakadosh baruch hu. Right? That Viona, that when they say yehei shmei hagodol, what happens? Menane rosho Hashem kiviyachol nazis haziyam ashrei hamelech. How fortunate is the king? She me kalsin oiso beveso kach ma lo laav. So this is a positive thing. Lav shagolas v'nav. So woe is unto me. Obviously, not referring specifically. The Rishonim discusses that Hashem says woe is unto me that I made them misgalo, that they're exiled, but that I had to do this to my children. They had to learn. This is a lesson they had to learn for whatever reason. We know the reasons because of the averus that we did, and therefore they had it. So clearly, the nusach is a little bit different than our famous nusach. What does it say? Yehei Shmei Hagodol Mevorach. That Hashem's name, Hagodol Mevorach, in whatever way, we'll see that I'm not interpreting for a reason. So, clearly, one major difference that we see between our Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Yolam Ne'amayu is what? Is the language that's in. Here, even in the Gemara, which is obviously Aramaic, it's just Yehei Shmei Hagodol Mevorach. Hagodol Mevorach is Hebrew. So we'll see where that comes from. So the question is, apparently, the nechama that Hashem gets, kiviyachol, is through the three times that the Baskel comes out and says, "Oy, the Yisrael, that I've burnt their Beit Hamikdash, that they're nigla, they're exiled, and all these terrible things," is us some way recognizing Hashem's name. This is a machloikis that's brought in the Tosfos. The Tosfos on the left side, Divri Hamaskil, says the oinim yeheshmei hagadol. So he quotes as follows. This is in source number two. Mi kan yesh lusor ma she moisia that's written in sheperish amastavitri. Excuse me, sheperish amastavitri. Yeheshmei rabba she zul tefilo she anu mispalim she yimale shemo, that Hashem's name should be filled. See what it means. Tchziv ki yod al kase ka she lo yiyah shemo sholim the kase of sholim ad Shimcha Zoro Shel Amalek, that Hashem's name will not be filled until we eradicate the Amalek. With Perish Kachi, Hey, Shmei, Sham Ye Rabba Kolomar, She'anu Mispaulim, She'iya Shemo Gadol, V'shalim Mivorach Li'olam, Havei Tefila Acheres, Kalom Mivorach Li'olam Haba. That we're referring to Olam Haba. What does that mean? So according to the Machzor Vitri, this is a davening that we're saying to Hashem, that Hashem's, through us, we're going to make Hashem's name great. That the only way, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, that His name will be great, Li'olam L'meil Maya, which will bring us to Geula, really. It's talking about the Geula, it's talking about Olam Haba, that through us eradicating Amalek, through us doing good things, that will signify us being able to be Zoicha to Mashiach. And that's the way that the Yehei Shmei, that His name, we will make great. So what it's saying essentially is that it's not necessarily that His name is great, that we'll make His name great through the world, right? Like we say at the end of Aleinu. V'nam Rav Ha'ar Shalom Melech HaKol Ha'aretz V'yom Ahu, when He's Melech HaKol Ha'aretz, V'yom Ahu Yehashem Echad V'shmo Yehashem, everybody will recognize it. Somewhat of a Kiddush Hashem will be Mekadosh Hashem. So Tosus, he would think, it's a very nice shot. He doesn't like it. V'lazeh lo nira, kizeka omer hachi yehe shmei ha-godol mevorech mashma, de tefila achasi, ve'eno rotze lomar, she yishmo ha-godol. It's not talking about His name is great, v'sholim, ela yehe shmo ha-godol mevorech. V'gam, me'oim ha-oilam lekach oimim kadish v'loshon army. So he says, what does it mean? We're not saying that we have the power, that this is the great tefillah, that we have the power to make Hashem's name great. It's that we are saying, may Hashem's great name be blessed, right? It's not really such a subtle difference, it's a pretty big difference. It's that we are recognizing, if you can make this chilek, I thought maybe you can make a chilek between, on one hand, according to the Machzor Vitri, you're being mekadesh shem Hashem, right? And this is a Yehei Shmei Rabbah is reminding us that our job is to be Mekadosh Shem Hashem every single day, and the only way we will bring the redemption is through being Mekadosh Shem Hashem, bringing His name to be great, and through Amalek and the ratification, doing the different things we have to do. And according to Tosus, no, this is for us. This is us recognizing Yehei Shmei Rabbah, that His great name, Yehei Shmei HaGodol, that His great name should be sanctified. It's more of Yichud Hashem, it's like saying Shema Yisrael. So there's a difference between the two. And so, in fact, if you look in Rav Monk's Sefer, Rabbi Grunwald reminded me that in Rav Monk's Sefer, he brings a third element, closer to Tosfos, but saying that Yehei Shmei HaGadol, that in this world, Hashem's name is great, that we should recognize that it's not just up in the sky that Hashem's great, but we recognize that here Hashem is great, similar to Tosfos, and that Yichud Hashem, it's realizing the oneness, the Ol Malchus Shemayim, realizing that Hashem's great name, right, as opposed to saying, we will make your name great. Okay. So that's the difference that they bring. And then he explains that why nowadays is an Aramis, so the practical reason why is very simple. And that is that it's in Aramaic, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, most of Kaddish now is in Aramaic, except for the beginning, Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, Yiskadal, Yiskadash, is because that's the Lashon that they spoke, and this was such an important tefillah, they translated it into the language that people spoke. Well, Schwab parenthetically points out something interesting, and he says that the truth is that their Aramaic, what we call Aramaic, was not the true language of the Arameans, which means is that he drew it to an example to nowadays. He says when a guy walks into yeshiva, when someone who's not from walks into yeshiva, he hears people talking English, but he has no idea what they're talking about. Why? Because he says they're talking English, right? That if a person, and this often happens sometimes, where even a firm person goes into a shir, and you have a person who's using the stomach, it's a grace of maisa that I heard from the Halakha Rebbe, so I just spoke English, but that wasn't really English. And so, it's the same type of idea. It was something that was really like a slang Aramaic in a way. That you can say, instead of saying, Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevorach, Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. That's the way that they spoke. So that everybody would understand what this tefillah is. So then the Tosfos brings down, one of the reasons we also switch it to Aramaic is to, not embarrass the Malachim. This is the tefillah of the Malachim, as you should say. So, he says, Tosfos says, what are you talking about? We'll be getting into a little abubamites, a little stories here. Then Malachim, you know, the whole thing, the Malachim, they really care so much. You know, like on Rosh Hashanah, La'arev Satan. He says, come on, the Malachim, so you say it in Aramaic. They don't understand Aramaic. They only understand English and Hebrew. Come on. So he goes into that. And he explains that it has to be in Lashon, switching in Lashon HaKodesh is so such on a high level, but Aramaic also, so too, that's why the Kaddish can be said, and it's very interesting that you don't see this anywhere. In this case, for sure. I mean, the question is nowadays, used to be they understood it, that's why they said it. So Aramaic, we know, if you look in the Gemara, so Aramaic was put on a higher level, right? It was like a quasi-Hebrew. It is, I mean, it's a... Right, if you're alone, right, because it has, so it has a higher status, somewhat higher than maybe even Hebrew, in some ways. That you don't say it alone, because this is Aramaic, you shouldn't say Baruch Shemay, some people don't say Baruch Shemay at all. Because of this idea. What I was saying was interesting is that you would think that because of such, if the reason of Tosfos is correct, that we should understand what we're saying, so even in other locations that people say Kaddish, so you would think that in a conservative Reform temple, they would say it in English. But that's one of the one tefillahs that they say in Hebrew. They say in Hebrew, they say in Aramaic, right? Mordas Kaddish, Yisgadal, they all say and they break their teeth on it. But the truth is, maybe it would be better for them to understand what they're saying and say it in English. Right? Can you imagine a mourner who doesn't understand anything, and they make him read it in English, and he's reading that in English? That certainly could be a lot more have a lot more effect on him than saying it in Aramaic. Nevertheless, this is what the Gemara pops. It's an interesting machlokes, but what we certainly see from the Gemara is a very interesting thing, and that is that the reason why we say this tefillah of Kaddish, it doesn't say specifically, but the Heshmei Rabbah of Kaddish was said to answer the vaskal that comes out 3 days a day, to remind us of the Beis HaMikdash Shechura and the state that we live in, and to recognize, probably we seem to go according to Tosfos, this idea could be Kiddush Hashem as well, but this idea that we have to recognize the great name of Hashem and all the great things that He does for us. And then Amir Hashem, through recognizing this, He will bring us to Mashiach. And I pointed out in number 3, another place where this is also mentioned, Yeshmei Agadol, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They ask a question, obviously maybe in those times it's practical, not practical in this time, what happens if a person comes late to shul, and he comes so late to shul, they're already on Shemoneh Esrei. So they're on Shemoneh Esrei, so the question is, what should he do? Does he have to? So the machlokes is, according to Rabbi Huna, he really only has to say modim the rabbanon. I'm sorry, modim with the chazan. And according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, no, he has to say kedusha. So it's a machlokes. Fine. So then they discuss what are we talking about? What's the machlokes based on? He says, what happens to a person who is alone? So if a person is alone, what does a person do? So it just says, l'chol davar shebe kedusha lo yiyeh pachos mi'asara. Then anything that is less than 10 people, he can't say it. And they go through the things, because of that pasuk, we read this before in the Mishnah Berurah, v'kdashu b'soch v'nei Yisrael, the Kedusha. And that idea is, l'efsig yihei shmo ha'gadol mevorach. That's one of the ideas of something that you can't say. So we see that this is a very heightened level, one of the highest levels of tefillos that we have, is saying this yihei shmei ha'gadol. In number 4, the Beis Yosef just points out the interesting thing of what exactly is the different types of Kaddish. And he says, the Omer Kaddish, Kosev Ha'agur B'Simon Tzadik Dalet, B'Zeh Lushono. Heshiv Ha'arayvid, the Rayvid also says this as well, Tam Al HaKaddishin, She'omer She'tfila Echad Acher Pesukah D'Zimra. So we say this after Pesukah D'Zimra, She'esh L'Shem L'Sham Hefsek Pesukim. That we want to make a Hefsek between the Pesukim that we said, and he basically goes on, what the Beis Yosef is adding is saying that the Kaddish Acher Sim Tefilah Shemoneh Esrei Shei Mitzvah Fnei Atzma. The question is, he's deciding what exactly Kaddish is, right? Which is an important thing to understand. Why do we say Kaddish? So in the case of Pesukah D'Zimra, where we are now, is that we want to make a Hefsek to understand that now we have the Pesukah D'Zimra. We explain what Pesukah D'Zimra is and what it signifies, and that it is a form of Rav Cook, the form of tshuva a little bit for us, but really to prepare ourselves, according to everybody, to prepare ourselves to be able to come in front of the Melech. As we did in last week's shiur about the simcha of being able to approach Hashem, the simcha shel mitzvah, recognizing standing in front of Hashem has to be done through simcha, and therefore we say it. So we have to make a hefsek to recognize, okay, the fun's over now. Now we're getting to the real stuff, so we make a hefsek. According to the Beis Yosef, however, whenever we say other kaddishim, meaning it goes to really, it's really more of a mitzvah from the atzma for whatever reason. We'll see that. It's just interesting. It's an interesting machlokes, by the way, about what exactly the other kaddishim go on, meaning the kaddish after Tachanun, the kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, so that we know that goes on Shemoneh Esrei possibly, right? The only thing is the Trumas Hadeshin says that the Kaddish Tiskabel goes on, that we say it goes on the Shemoneh Esrei. What's the machloek? Because the machloek is that what happens if you had a minyan by Shemoneh Esrei and everybody left? So can you say Kaddish? Where else can you say Kaddish? Meaning now there's only 9 people, there's 8 people, whatever, it doesn't matter. And now, so you can definitely say the Kaddish after Tachanun. The question is, can you say Kaddish Tiskabel? So according to the Trumas Hadeshin, you can say Kaddish Tiskabel. And I think this is the way that we pass in La Halacha. Because he says that the Kaddish Tiskabel goes on Shemoneh Esrei. So then what does the Kaddish after Tachanun go on? So according to the Beis Yosef, it's mitzvah from the Atma. What does mitzvah from the Atma mean? You have to understand that. So maybe we can say...
Why can you say that one then?
Because they were there... They were there.
You shouldn't be able to say that one.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Especially according to what I'm going to say now.
Right.
Everybody agrees that what is this Kaddish? Why do we say Kaddish after? Because the truth is, the Ma'ariv is the best time. It's really what we're supposed to do. Really Mincha too. And that is that we're supposed to do Kaddish right before saying Shemoneh Esrei. Right? That's I don't want to say the hefsek really. We'll see, it's a true hefsek, but to make the, to stop between the two, to recognize what we're doing now. Right? And that's probably part of it as well. It all of a sudden kind of screams at us, like a shofar, to say, "Nu, you weren't with it during Pesukah Zimra, get with it now. Because now we're saying Shema Yisrael, you gotta be with it now." And okay, you weren't with it with Shema Yisrael, wake up, Yehei Shmei Rab Revoirach, let's go, we're saying Shemoneh Esrei now. So too here. So too, before Ma'ariv, we remind you, get up, let's go, everybody get ready, we're saying we're going in front of the Melech. However, what's the problem by Shacharis? Srichas Gula Letzvila. You're not going to make an interruption between Gal Yisrael to say, Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, we postpone the Kaddish until after. So maybe this Kaddish is actually going on before Shemoneh Esrei, which I would assume they were there for too. So maybe that's true. I don't see anybody that says that. It's, I don't know if it's such a, and the Kaddish is Gal, yeah, it's definitely going on. What would my raya be? I wouldn't have a good raya, but I would say that what happens in a case where you say halal, right? So when you say halal, when you have a musaf, what do you say then? You say kaddish tiskabel after halal. Why? So maybe that's definitely going on Shemoneh Esrei. So then what happens to the little one? What happens to the little one? It's the end of the tefillah. So it shows, my point is that maybe it does show that that is the kaddish right after Shemoneh Esrei. It's siyum hatefillah, right? The Rav has a whole thing about how kaddish tiskabel signifies the Sima Tzfila, and after Kaddish Tiskabel, that's it. Everything's done. The Sibur, halachically the Sibur has left. We discuss this by lighting the menorah, and by Sfiras Omer as well, that you have to, if the Sibur has left, if there's a, let's go to Sfiras Omer. If Sfiras Omer, halachically the Sibur has left already, even though they're in the room, they have left already, so that extra mile of saying Sfiras Omer with the Sibur, it's gone. So too, by lighting the menorah, the only reason why there's a hetzer to light the menorah in the Beis Knesset is because of why? Is because there's a special presume nisa, could be like the Beis Hamikdash, of having the Beis Knesset. So on Motzei Shabbos, when it comes Motzei Shabbos, and you light the Hanukkah candles, so the Rav held, you can't do that after Kaddish Tiskabel, which most shuls do. Why? The tzibur is gone, right? There's 250 people in the shul, the tzibur has left the building, and therefore you are not allowed to. He said for that reason as well. So we see that each kaddish really has its own place and why it's there.
Yeah, we light candles before Shabbos.
We know, so we do here, right. So we do here. I think, but I'm trying to think other shuls what they do. Not sure. I think other shuls, I'm not sure they follow them.
I
don't know, but I'm saying in general, our shul follows them. No, so you say kaddish, you say kaddish to Skabel. After, you say Kaddish Tiskabel after Vayinoam, right? And then you say Vayitemecha. So you need to say it before. You need to say it after, either, I think this is what we do here, is that they say it after the Chati Kaddish, before they start Vayinoam. Or they say it after Vayinoam. He says, V'yagdol Torah V'yadri, you can't say Kaddish. I don't think most shuls follow that, but that's the Rav's Shtukal Torah on what Kaddish Tiskabel signifies. So, okay, that's that. So, if we look at number 5 for a moment. The Orach HaShulchan gives a somewhat of a different reason, which we didn't quote yet, on why we say Kaddish, and he says, "An Aleph Hakaddish Hi Shevach Gadol the Noira Shetiknu Anshe Knesset Gadola Achrei Chuban Bayis Rishon Vehi Tfila Al Chilul Shemo." What's the next word? Tzvarah. What? Oh, Yisparach. Thank you. Yisparach Mechuban Beis Hamikdash. V'chorban Irakoidesh V'fuzer Yisrael. Right. It sounds a little bit similar to Gemara in Brachos. The Arba Kanfoy Saaris is Palim Sheigdal V'Yikadesh. That really what he's saying is that, I mean, this is really saying straight out that this is Kiddush Hashem, that we're being Mekadesh Hashem. I'm not saying here that there's a tremendous machlokes and the Orach HaShulchan is holding like the Machzor Vitri, not like Tosfos. I don't think that's necessarily true, but he brings another reason why. If you look on number 6, he's quoting Yechezkel. How are we going to know? Ani Hashem, Mekadesh Hashem. So he's saying that this is through Kaddish. This is what in the name of the Achronim. In the name, I'm sorry, of the Anshe Knesset HaGadola. Right, so this is, I'm sorry, just quoting what we said already in the Gemara and Brachas. So, he quotes in that, just so we know this idea, right, the person says, okay, he's post Gan Eden. I'm going to skip this a little bit because maybe I'll discuss this in the whole shiur about what the idea behind that is. Let's go to Gimel. There are those people who say, no, you should say as many Kaddishim as possible. Right? Like this guy in YU. He called them a very negative word. They're not using the sharvit of the Melech. They're not going this. They're not going to have a zaskama. They're not going to give them that scum to the safer for doing this. This is wrong what they're doing. It's mezuzal. Reggie, you don't say it. As we said before, possibly the reason is because why are you saying Kaddish? To be Mekaddish Hashem Hashem. So you're being Mekaddish Hashem Hashem. You're going to say it a million times. It's going to lose its fervor. It's just going to be another tefillah that a person says a million times. And that's not appropriate. I mean, I don't want not to say negative against Tehillim, but it's not just Tehillim. We're not just saying a parak Tehillim, right? Some people say that this is, Rabbi Neuberger said this, and makes a lot of sense, is that many shuls instituted now, we have to daven in Tehillim, right? You say in the Perek Tehillim, the Eretz Yisrael, Perek Tehillim, Eretz Yisrael. So the reason why Rabbi Neuberger once said that there shouldn't be, that he felt in our shul we don't do that, of course we care about Eretz Yisrael, but then, what's the feeling when something really does happen, right? You're going to say, now some shuls, Nebuch, so they started doing this in the beginning of the Intifada, now they say fourth Perek Tehillim after, because the words get worse and worse, right? B'nai Yisrael, for example. Now, not only do they say Maskil David after Shul, now they say Shira Malas Miyama Makim at Mincha Shira Malas Asayna Rim Yamayer. What else do they do? Lam Nasech Luvenei Koyrech. They say out loud. Lam Nasech Mizvul David. They say out loud every day, right? So, how much is it going to be? So, what's it going to be? You're just going to lose its fervor of saying Tehillim. How beautiful is the Tehillim that Bnei Yisrael says when they're in Esara? And now, when you say when there's a real Esara. He's like, Maskil David, we always say Maskil David. No, what's the big deal? So that's the idea behind Kaddish too. It should not become in our eyes as something that is new or nothing. It's so important. So you don't necessarily say, oh, there's a 25 of Elam. So each of them loves their own, say they want Kaddish, but keep saying Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Elam, Rosh Chodesh Baruch. It creates something that's not very appropriate, he says. So he then quotes in Dalit that the Kadmonim lo amru rak sheva kaddishim b'chol yom. He explains what those are. Gimel b'shachris, echad v'yishtabach, v'asheni achar tachlin, v'ashlishi achar v'valatzion, goyel v'shtayim v'mincha, echad v'yachad asher v'asheni, excuse me, achar tachlin, v'shnayim v'aris, achar kodim shman esri fun. And he goes into the different things, going that is shehosifu, b'achar chosifu, gimel hainu, b'chol tefila, achar aleinu, right, the different things, b'shir shal yom, about, so he goes into later on, recognizing, obviously, things change. We said after tefila, after Kriyas HaTorah, we said also by when Obel says it, right, we all recognize that this is a different thing. This is why some shuls, by the way, by Mizmor Shir, they don't say more, they don't want to laharbos b'kadeshim, something to keep in mind. What I thought was a very interesting shot is in number 7. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. So it's interesting because we said that it's the same idea because the Mishnah Berurah said by brachas by. Yeah. So the last thing I wanted to do is an interesting shot I also saw in the Sefer called Yisoides Hatfilah, written by Rav Yitzchak Levi, who was a rabbi in Tel Aviv. I don't think he was even the chief rabbi. I just happened to have a sefer. When I started to do tefillah, so I went into my father's repository of many, many, many. Baruch Hashem, my father has hundreds, not thousands of svarim, and I asked him to get me anything on tefillah. So he gave me many svarim, and I don't know anything about this person, but he has some very interesting pshat, and here is a very interesting pshat about what Kaddish is. He starts off by saying, Tefillah Kaddish Mirakeves Michelchem Shoinim. Achelik Hakomim Biyoser Hi Hamona. Right, he gives the whole history of what it is. That was the first part. The Korah B'Targum Yisham. The Targum Yisham says something very interesting. Hatargum Alapasuk Baruch Shem Kilog Machusel Yolam Ved. Shacharei Shema Yisrael Led Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivorech Liolam Melmaya. Right? Vizeo Nikra She Yehei Shmei Rabba. Right? So that it was similar to Baruch Shem. What the Targum Yisham actually says is something quite interesting. The Targum Yisham teaches on the Pasuk by the famous Gemara that we know. What happened by when Yaakov wanted to reveal a case. So what happened? So he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and what did the son say? Baruch Shem, right? So what happened over there? So he wanted to reveal the case, but he recognized for whatever reason he couldn't, and they said Baruch Shem. So Targum Yishalmi over there says that, what does it mean they say Baruch Shem? What is Baruch Shem? Yehei Shmei Rabbim Varech Yolam Meyom Haya. That's the same thing. So then he says beautifully, what was Baruch Shem Kelod Machu Soli Yolam? By the way, that would make sense, not according to the Tosfos, that would make sense according to the Tosfos. What do we do? Everybody does. We say Baruch Shem silently, right? Except on right for the Malachim. Again, the Malachim. So it's the same thing. Yehi Shmei Rabba. It's the same Tefillah. It's the same idea. If you're going according to this, it's beautiful. So that's why the Olam. You have to learn Lamed Tzchus. Why the entire Olam does say it in Aramaic? Why do we say it in Aramaic? Maybe that is the reason. Maybe we want to a little bit because. Some sort of zilzul that we should be saying the same thing. We're not on the same level as the Malacha. But furthermore, he says that what was Baruch Shem? When was the central time we said Baruch Shem was in the Beis Hamikdash? At the Beis Hamikdash, right? We say this in Yom Kippur. Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Yom Ved. This was the highest form of saying this Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol Yom Ved. Same thing as the, right? So that maybe is the idea I thought to say. He doesn't say this straight out. He has a few pages on this. But I think you can say, based on the Ruch HaShulchan says, about when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Chorban, there was a Chil Hashem that was there in the Chorban. And what the Gemara says in Brachos, what happened over here, that every day, three times a day, Hashem reveals himself, and he says, Oi, the Vasko Yod Setri Amoy, Oi, Nebuch, they've been exiled from their land, the Beit HaMikdash was burnt, as a state of Chorban. What can we do? Oh, we can say what they said in the Beit HaMikdash. We can say that when the Kohanim, Shehayu Koyrim V'Yomrim, Baruch Shem Kivod Machusol V'Yolom V'Ed, Yihei Shmei HaGodol, we say the exact same thing every day. We have a tefillah that we say that Wavy was Masaking just like the Kohanim. Yihei Shmei Rabba Mavarech L'Yolom Me'amaya. So that's what we're doing, right? We said by Karbonos. What do we say by Karbonos? We said, why do we have to say Karbonos nowadays? Because we recognize that we don't have, the tefillah is in place of Karbonos. But we have to say the Karbonos, and if he rustles before, what does it say? This should be, my siach or my tefillah should be ki'ilu, makriv the korban. It should be very similar. He uses the word siach tefillah here too, the yisoyda torah, yisoyda tefillah, to say that that's what we're trying to say here too. Right? Mamish in the middle, when we finish up whatever the situation is, whether it's right before Baruch Hu to remind us, maybe this is a reminder to us. Right? This is, and that's the connection of the Kaddish, is, hey, we don't have a base in English. This was just remind us of what they did in the base of English. Right before Shemon Esrei, remind yourself. The Shemon Esrei is great. It's great that we have it. You can stand before Baruch Hashem Malachim. Guess what? It's much better than the Beis HaMikdash. Your mamish brought a korban on the altar where the Shekhinah was next to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So then that's why you say Yehei Shmei Rabba. So this pshat maybe is a beautiful. It is a beautiful pshat, but maybe is maybe can be fine-tuned a little bit to say that that is what the Heishmei Rabbah is. The Heishmei Rabbah signifies something they actually said in the Beis HaMikdash that we've modified to ourselves. For whatever reason, we don't say the actual Baruch Shem so many times in a day, is Yeheishmei HaGadol. And that's clearly why that a person cannot be mezalzel and say it a million times a day. Because how many times are you going to remind yourself of, if you were allowed to say Baruch Shem Kodem Achasol Yilam Ved a million times a day, you also wouldn't be something that's special. And especially, how special is it if you think about it, at least in my eyes, when on Yom Kippur you can say Baruch Shem out loud, I mean, it's unbelievable, and any shul you go to, how much people scream it out, right? Because they know this is something very, very special. They're allowed to say it out loud now. And the fact that we say it silently, we're not really supposed to say it. On Yom Kippur is the only time you say it a few times. So here too, we should recognize that. Yes, the Chol Kosho, we should have in mind, Chol Kosho doesn't mean to scream it out. But what it means is to recognize what we're saying. We're saying something that they said in the Beis HaMikdash, quite possibly. Or at least that this is something that is Mechaper, the Avonis of the Beis HaMikdash, to Amir Hashem, build the Beis HaMikdash, then the Heir of Yamin.